Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking. Good morning, Regina. How are our listeners doing? Another summer weekend.
I know, and we're coming, I hate to say it, but to the end, right? Till summer officially ends. My favorite time of year. You know what, Roxanne? I'm beyond excited for this interview that we're about to embark on because it is something that's of huge concern, importance, mm-hmm. To our community at large here in the High Desert. And I'm always happy to have our council member from the town of Apple Valley, who is our go-to on this particular project with us. Always delighted to have him come in and share. And he's returning with us today.
With another great update for those of you who are interested in the Brightline project.
Yes, so I'm happy to welcome Councilman Art Bishop from the town of Apple Valley. He really is designated, and I have crowned him. So if anybody has issue with that, they have issue with me. I have crowned him the go-to regarding this Brightline project. So, Councilman Bishop, we want to welcome you to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne.
Welcome back.
We are excited to have you join us again. And I want to just dive in because, you know, there's been a lot of chatter, a lot of talk out in community about this Brightline project. I think there's also been a lot of confusion. There's a couple of projects, and we're going to delve into that. People confusing the two projects and not understanding that. And I know if anybody can help us to get clarity on that, that's you. So, first of all, I'd like
Let me just do this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I love summer. I'm a desert rat. I love the heat.
Yes.
I do, too.
I want to thank you, ladies, for having me back. I'm always glad to be here on your show, but I could have summer all year long, and I think all the school teachers could have summer all year long,
too. Oh, I'm sure.
And I love it.
Yes, I love it, too.
Absolutely. I do want to just take a little bit of time for those who are not familiar with the Brightline project, for you to tell us a little bit about that project so that we have some context. And then we're going to take a deeper dive into some of the chatter and dispelling some of the inaccuracies or myths that's out there about these projects, and also providing clarity between two different projects that I think people have kind of meshed together. Sure. So can you just kind of take us back and give us an overview of this Brightline project? Because there's two components, I believe, the train that will go from Rancho Cucamonga to Las Vegas, and then the commuter train that will go from Rancho to Hesperia round trip. Okay.
Well, thank you so much. Uh-huh. So the Brightline West actually started at Brightline back in Florida, wanted to move to California and pick up a project that was called High Desert Rail, which was a project that you may remember back from your days.
Yes.
The project goes from Las Vegas, right on the strip, is where they're stationed. They've already broken the ground. The station's absolutely beautiful where it's going to be. And it's going to go all the way. It's going to go the first stop, nonstop. It will be Apple Valley. There'll be a depot in Apple Valley. And plus in Apple Valley, there will be a facility maintenance program that all the facility maintenance on the entire project, all the way from Las Vegas, all the way to Rancho Cucamonga, will be headed out of Apple Valley. So there's going to be another 35 to 50,000 square foot building just for facility maintenance, but there are going to be a number of jobs, good paying, good quality jobs with great benefits right here in the town of Apple Valley. And of course, the depot will be hiring a number of people who will be working there, from everything in the bar and the restaurant and the luggage and selling tickets. And one of the cool things about the Apple Valley station, I absolutely love.
Okay.
It was really originally going to be a walkover. You had to walk or take an elevator, cross over the freeway. It's going to be a tunnel underneath I-15, and then you'll come up in the middle, in the center, where the train runs. I think that's really sort of cool.
That's really cool.
But I want to go back just because part of our objective today is to clear up any misconceptions. So we are talking about the Brightline West project.
Absolutely.
And not the High Desert
Rail.
Not the High Desert Rail.
Right.
Or nor are we talking about the governor's train to
And that's the project that we recently heard in the news that did lose its funding, correct?
That's absolutely correct.
The
governor lost $4 billion of funding from the federal Department of Transportation. A gentleman named Sean Duffy, who's mm-hmm. Secretary of Transportation, removed the $4 billion that had been scheduled to go to the state of California specifically for that project.
Okay.
Those dollars have been put on hold.
And that project was from what, San Francisco to L.A.?
Was in multiple phases, but the biggest project that we were seeing and the most work that's been done was in the Bakersfield-Fresno area along the 99 freeway.
So right. That is stopped now then.
And I do want to say real quick that Congressman Obernolte just recently in his letter to the Secretary of Transportation asked that those dollars be re-looked at, that $4 billion to be re-looked at, to look at Highway 395 and I-15.
Okay.
So those are both local roads right here in the high desert that hopefully the money is still
can
there.
Can be reallocated.
Can be
for
reallocated.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Absolutely, Jim.
Okay. But for clarity's sake, what we are talking about right now with the stations that will be in Apple Valley and also the commuter that will be in Hesperia, what we're talking about is the Brightline West project.
Right. And that's a private project.
Right.
This has nothing to do with the federal government. Other than there have been bond dollars that have been loaned to the federal to Brightline Corporation, there have been some grants that have been given to Brightline has applied for. But this is a completely private organization. It's a Fortune 500 company.
Yes.
They're out of Miami.
Right, right. And they've had great success with the train that they've developed that serves the Florida area.
Correct. It actually right now goes from Miami all the way to Orlando.
Okay. And so bringing us forward to where we are now, this Brightline West project is still active, still going to happen, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And that's one of the myths that's been out there is that this project had been scrapped.
Canceled. Okay.
Yeah. And
would the timeline help some? Would that help you any?
Yes.
So Brightline is prepared to start issuing contracts to work in the state of California. Contracts have already been let and work is already being done in the state of Nevada up to the Nevada state border. Those contracts will be issued somewhere in the around September 2nd of this year.
Okay.
And then the work that those contracts, Brightline has, I'm going from California and Rancho Cucamonga.
Mm-hmm.
Brightline has made the contracts in little geographical sections. And I'll just as an example, it might be from Baker to Barstow.
Okay.
And then different contractors will bid on putting all these components and pieces together. The depots, one in Rancho Cucamonga, uh-huh. one in Hesperia, and one in Apple Valley, along with the facility maintenance in Apple Valley, they'll probably be bid later. The key right now that Brightline has got to get complete is that rail and that overhead electric. And the reason for that is the Federal Railroad Administration mandates that the train run every single day, 7 days a week, for 180 days before it can accept passengers.
Okay.
Oh.
So the sooner we can get the train up and
running,
that's the most important component. Brightline is still looking at trying to open by January 1 of 2029 or December 31st of 2028, but we still have that 180-day component that we have to complete for the...
That's you said that is required. Okay.
That's a mandate from the Federal Railroad Administration.
So then we can be driving all along the 15 and see this train moving, but it's just being tested, correct?
It's going 200 miles an hour, and there's nobody on the train, and it's in the test mode.
That's going to be something to see. So, council member, I want to round back because you talked about the September 2nd date for these contracts. And I want to round back, if we can, and talk a little bit about that, and especially for those small businesses that are here locally that may want to apply and toss their hat in the ring for services. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons when Brightline was put, Brightline could have done one contract all the way from the California state border all the way to Rancho Cucamonga. They didn't. They have a real commitment to look at these small businesses. So by breaking it up into all these different components, a smaller business, a earth-moving business, a cement business, a concrete business, someone building underground flood control channels, they would have the opportunity to review all the various contractual agreements and bid on what they want. I would be tickled pink to see contractors from the high desert, our high desert here in Apple Valley, be able to bid on these projects and be successful.
Absolutely.
And put our people to work.
To work, yes.
There'll be 30,000 jobs over the next 4 years for this project.
And so we hear that. And so what will be the best way, especially for those who are listening this morning, what will be the best way for them to get the information and the details needed to consider if they want to apply for this or not?
Absolutely. So as it stands right now, the best way is to go online with Brightline West. There's Brightline West and Brightline East. I want to make sure your
East is the Florida. East is the project. Florida. Okay.
Right. So the best way to do is go. There's on their website, they have a specific component for contracts. They just need to go on the Brightline website. And then what will happen is they can go through it, or they can call Brightline directly in Las Vegas and speak to what they have. They've opened. I was the guest of Brightline in Las Vegas and saw their new facility. It's amazing all the people they've put to work there, engineering, designing, and planning for this to be open somewhere in the beginning of 2029.
Okay.
Is there any track laid out in the Las Vegas area?
No. The work that's being done so far, all the preliminary work, before we ever get done laying the track, we actually have to build that foundation, get those trusses, those flood control channels that go underneath, build those bridges. One of the biggest areas they've got to build is, if you think about it, is in Barstow going over the Mojave River. If you think about it right now, you have two separate bridges going over. So there's nothing in the middle.
I see.
It's not like coming up the middle of I-15. Mm-hmm. So they have to build that entire bridge specifically for Brightline.
Yeah. So let's do this, because I know we talked about wanting to make sure there was clarity and dispelling any of the myths. And so there are actually three different projects. We specifically wanted to focus in on an update of the Brightline West project, and I think we've kind of done that. We have reinforced that project is still going forward, going to happen, and some of the updates, such as these contracts being available September 2nd. But can you help us, for clarity, so people are not confused, between the Brightline project, the High Desert Rail project, and do I call it the governor's train to nowhere?
Yes.
That's what a lot of people are calling it.
I'm not sure if that's politically correct, but you can call that.
Okay.
And just going back, the High Desert Rail originally was called Express West.
Yes.
That was by a father and a son, and I know you remember this.
Yes.
That actually was bought by Brightline. So, and sometimes when you look at it, you'll see Brightline / Express West.
Okay.
So those two went together to build that, and then the governor's train to somewhere.
Okay.
I guess maybe I should say somewhere instead of nowhere.
When did that start? That was like, they said it was like 20 years or something like
2012,
that?
If I remember.
Oh, my gosh.
Was construction. Before that, it had been spoken about and funded for a long time from engineering and design components.
So the Brightline / Express West project.
Yes.
It's one and the same. That is the train, the commuter train.
Yes.
From Hesperia to Rancho.
Absolutely
vice
correct.
Versa. And then the
Hesperia to Las Vegas is the Brightline West.
Right. Okay. And then the train to somewhere, which the difference is the train to somewhere is publicly funded.
All federal and state funded in the state of California federal government. That funding is what Secretary Sean Duffy, Secretary of the Transportation, just pulled the $4 billion. And that $4 billion, as I mentioned, is going to go somewhere to the state of California.
But it will
not go to the railroad.
To the railroad.
It should go and fix our roads.
Okay.
My goodness.
So that will not go. So in essence, that project ceased to exist for this time factor.
No, the governor is still committed to
of course
somehow
he is.
fund that project out of state funding. The federal component, the federal dollars, have been removed by the current administration.
Do you think he'll succeed in that or no?
Well, he controls the budget, so he can succeed in whatever he wants.
Okay.
But if he's expecting to find $4 billion more, he's got to take it from somewhere.
Hmm.
And we already are deficit spending in the state of California. So it'll be interesting to see.
To see. And this is something
we should be concerned with.
Will want to be aware of.
I would hope so.
Keeping eyes on where these public funds are going,
I would hope
correct?
So. Yes,
so
absolutely.
But that has nothing to do with the Brightline West train. So,
well, also, too, for our commuters, Art, there is work being done right now. As we make our way down the hill, you said they're doing soil sampling.
Correct.
So there is things going on, but we won't expect to see any construction scheduled right now until early next year.
Absolutely. If you really know what you're looking for, they have coring groups all the way down. Right now they're working in the bottom of the DeVore Pass, getting all these things. They have a very strict timeline they're trying to work to.
Okay.
So, but they you're absolutely right. They're out there working currently.
So movement is happening. This project is moving.
Well, people
forward.
Are anxious. They want to see more of it.
I
think that's why we're like,
the main thing is for us to understand, right? And so for the public who's interested and wants to kind of stay updated on what development is happening with regard to the Brightline West project, is it your suggestion that they go to the website?
Absolutely, okay. Gina. And by the way, I do want to clarify something. So many people are confused because, of course, we have about 128 trains a day, freight trains, and Amtrak once or twice a week, coming through the high desert. This train, they will have nothing but passengers. It is only a passenger train.
Right.
It only goes from Rancho to Las Vegas, high speed, all electric. These are not diesel trains. These are all electric, clean air trains with the intent to try to get traffic off of Interstate 15, giving us the ability to go up and down the Cajon Pass without waiting for hours, and be able to move people, not freight, back and forth.
People, not freight. And so it also has no interaction with the development of the intermodal.
The big project in Barstow.
Barstow,
no,
right?
they're two different,
very
completely
different
projects.
Got it. So, again, for people to keep updated that want to know, because we're going to be impacted as
absolutely
as and constituents here in this community.
Right, and I'm sure when we do start seeing construction and setting of that rail, will there be any scheduled like public meetings? Because I'm sure people want to hear more to actually talk to people involved in
this. So online, you can go with Brightline currently online, and one of the things that they're really, really want to make sure that they're doing is advice, because once the construction starts, and you know what's really a funny thing? All these people have been telling me for all these years, wow, we're so excited. This is going to be such a great project. It's going to bring jobs to the high desert. But I'm going to wait for the first one to call me and say, I had to wait in traffic while
they people want to know how is it going to affect their commute going up and down the hill,
and
right?
There's some sacrifice. Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be some give and take.
Some sacrifice in order to get this.
Absolutely. That's why I think public meetings would be
a beautiful thing once it's up functioning and we can use it.
And that's why I think public meetings would be so important.
The development stages of it is a little bit challenging, right?
And I'll get back to the public. This is all within San Bernardino County. Originally, it was supposed to be L.A. County and San Bernardino County, and it didn't quite work right. This is all L.A. County, all San Bernardino County. We now go to Rancho Cucamonga instead of Palmdale Lancaster. Mm-hmm. The San Bernardino County should also, as well as Caltrans, be putting out on, they both have their own websites, should be putting out information as well, and I'm sure they will be, on what's happening in the Bright Line system, and basically they're going to cut and paste.
They usually do. Sometimes we'll see like updates from Caltrans. Hey, there's going to be some Bright Line, you know, work being done. Right. Watch out for these, you know, alerts and things like that. So yeah, that has continued. So
absolutely. And that's great. That's great resourceful information for our listeners that either they can go to the Bright Line West website or San Bernardino County or Caltrans to seek out information.
Absolutely.
Right? And then we are going to have you come back before the end of the year to kind of give us
another
an update. Yeah, because we want to stay on top of this and we want to answer questions and we want to try to be a support in making sure that the accurate information gets out to community because we're all going to be impacted by it one way or another. And so we want to make sure that people are getting that information. So as always, we thank you for coming in and informing us and bringing us up to speed and up to date on the project. Before I let you go, I know that your primary position is as councilman for the town of Apple Valley, and you've served in that capacity for quite some time.
I have.
And so if people have questions, I know you guys encourage the public to attend your meetings. Absolutely. Can you tell us when those meetings are?
Sure. So the Town of Apple Valley's council meetings are second and fourth Tuesday at 6:30 of every month.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage anybody to come and speak and ask questions under public comment. But even though I'm a council person for part of Apple Valley, I'm more than agreeable to answer anybody's questions who contact me.
Yes. And so they can go to the website, the town's website, to see the schedule and also to get updates on things that are happening.
In Apple Valley.
In Apple Valley, absolutely. And so, Councilman Bishop, we just really want to thank you for coming in today and sharing all of this great information with us. I hope that we've been able to really put some clarity to the different projects and what actually is taking place with Brightline, but most importantly, that the project is still a go.
Still a go.
Absolutely. And I'm always glad to come back and speak. The most important thing is to have informed listeners and make sure they fully understand what's happening here in the High Desert. We're going to I've been here for a long time. Regina, you've been here for a long time.
Yes.
There have been so many changes in the growth, but I really think we're on the right track, going in the right direction, trying to bring a destination-type jobs and really build all of our communities, whether it's Hesperia, Victorville, Barstow, Adelanto, Apple Valley, build all of our communities in the right direction.
Yes. And so we want to thank you for your dedication of service to not only the town of Apple Valley, but to the High Desert, because we're all benefactors of that. And again, we're going to look forward to having you back before the end of the year to find out the update and what's going on. And hopefully it'll be great news, right, Roxanne?
I know, because everybody's looking forward to this, but they want to see, you know, more things happen. But thank you for that, clearing that timeline a little bit. But again, look around while you're driving. You do see work being done. So we hope to see more, like you said, coming up toward the end of the year.
Thank you,
Roxanne.
Thank
you again.
Thank you, ladies. Both have a great rest of the summer.
Thank you.
Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.